This is Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is retired U.S. Air Force General Tom McInerney. He's also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his insights today as, officially, General Stanley McChrystal becomes the new commander of the multinational forces in Afghanistan. And General McInerney, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Greg.
General McChrystal has said that we need a slightly different approach in how we make progress in Afghanistan, saying there needs to be an aggressive hearts and minds mission here as well, because he says if you just rely on the military, it's like trying to put out a fire with a hammer. Is he right on par, or is he a little bit off?
Well, I think he's on par, but the issue really with he and General McKiernan was more about style, I think. There's no question that there's some concern about the civilian casualties, but the Taliban has admitted that whenever they have large meetings with their people, 20, 30 Taliban members, they bring civilians in. So you're going to kill civilians. You cannot let a number of civilians intimidate you from taking out the Taliban. And they have good information, and they're killing a lot of Taliban. You hear weekly 10, 20, 30 of them are killed at one time. So that's part of the issue. The other issue that I think he will be much more aggressive in is he's an expert in special operations and covert operations. I think he will put more emphasis on that than General McKiernan did. They all want to win the hearts and minds. That's easy to say, Greg, but it's more difficult to do. You do need economic assistance. You need social assistance. You need a whole host of different types of additions to your portfolio, there's no question about it, than just killing people and military power, civic actions, etc. So I think we all agree upon that. I think that General McChrystal will do that very well, as McKiernan was trying to do. Remember, he was always underfunded in the last part of in his year over there. He never really got the resources that he wanted.
General, from what we saw in the early stages of the war in Afghanistan and what you know about our enemy and the terrain we fight on, what is going to be the most effective strategy? You mentioned special operations, but without getting too specific, what exactly is the most effective way of eradicating this enemy?
Well, first of all, it's to get inside their decision cycle. In other words, if you can get in their network through what I would call, just for simplicity here, is all-source intelligence, to know what they, in fact, are going to do, and then you cut them off before they're able to initiate actions. The other thing, of course, is protecting the population. And now that requires a rather large force to do that, because the difference in Afghanistan and Iraq is you have a lot of these remote villages that, frankly, have never been under the leadership of Kabul. They're tribal in nature. So that's going to require different techniques than we've used in Iraq, and it will make it more difficult. I'm not sure that General McChrystal brings anything different than General McKiernan would to that particular part of the equation. But he is really an expert in covert operations to take out Taliban leadership. He did a brilliant job in Iraq under General Petraeus for 3 years over there, and so I give him great credit for his success there.
General, obviously, there's a lot of focus on Pakistan right now as well, as that country's military goes up against the Taliban as it tries to move closer to Islamabad. How much of an impact does that battle in Pakistan have on what we're trying to accomplish in Afghanistan?
That's a great question, Greg, because it has a great deal of impact. The fact is the real fight is for Pakistan, and the radical Islamists, the Taliban, the Al-Qaeda, they want the Pakistan nuclear weapons. And so there's a synergy between the two. And the destabilization in the tribal areas, which is western Pakistan, due to the activity going on in Afghanistan, is one of the things that the Pakistani government has not been willing to face until just very recently. Now they have recognized that the Taliban, their intentions are to really make the central government in Pakistan fail. So they are directly related.
General, what about the NATO part of this equation? Some have said for years now that they're just not pulling their weight. Can we rely on them as we move forward with this expanded offensive, or are we pretty much going to have to carry the load ourselves?
Well, I think NATO forces, their governments, have been the problem, not the forces themselves. And I say that because the governments are the ones that determine the rules of engagement. And the German government, for instance, has had very passive rules of engagement, does not allow the German forces to go out and aggressively attack the Taliban. And so I blame the governments more than I blame the troops. The troops are very good. They're not as good at counterinsurgency work as U.S. forces. But I believe the U.S. forces, along with the Brits and the Australians, are going to have to carry, and the Canadians, and also the Dutch, are going to have to carry the burden of the share of the work, though.
Real quickly, 6 months or a year from now, what would be considered good progress?
Well, I think a year from now, if we can see success on the Pakistani side, the Pakistani government has gone after the Taliban in the what they call the FATA, the Federally Administrated Territorial Areas, Western Pakistan. If they've been aggressive there, and if they if the U.S. forces have been able to control more of the provinces that right now that are in contention, then I think we can say that we've done well.
General, unfortunately, we have to end there. Thank you, sir, as always, for your time and your analysis.
Thank you, Greg.
Tom McInerney, retired U.S. Air Force General, Fox News military analyst. This is Dateline Washington.